friends, on this St. Patrick's Day. Well, you are listening to the Flannelly Show live from New York, and we're delighted indeed to welcome Debbie McGoldrick, who is the senior editor of the Irish Voice newspaper, indeed, and has been since 1991, when you were a teenager. You know,
I wish.
I think it was, was it your good other half who broke you into the business, or did he just sit you down? I would speak, of course, of Neil O'Dowd, the founder of the Irish Voice, Irish American Magazine, and Irish Central. Bring us to that part. Because
I started my career at the Irish Echo in 1987, after I finished school, and I worked there for 3 years, and I was writing immigration stories at the time, and the Voice's immigration reporter was, I believe she was moving back to Ireland, so I was hired for the job by Mr. O'Dowd, and here I am ever since. A long time ago. That's a long time, although it feels like yesterday in many ways.
I know indeed. And You still cover politics, immigration, all the community issues. But the immigration issues, you have not let that go since day one, and it is still a huge issue, and we keep hearing about how all of this, we're going to wake up some morning and everything will be taken care of. But I think the Irish Voice newspaper in particular started as a paper for immigration, and still very much is, in addition to a lot of the other areas. Now,
for sure.
Yeah. Debbie, you're also, the editor of The Voices. Two major issues and two major acknowledgements for the Irish Legal 100 and the Irish Education 100 issues. That is a huge and, unique endorsement for an area that for many years was kind of ignored and say, they're all getting rich there.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, the Irish Legal 100 has really, and it's my colleague and my longtime friend, John Dillon, who came up with the concept and created it, and we work really well together on it. It's 15 years old, and every year, a lot of things just kind of go by the wayside, but this one just keeps getting bigger and better, and it's grown now. I think we had 214 members of the 2022 edition.
Wow.
So we shot through 100 a long time ago. And everybody who's on the list knows that they're on the, we just don't pick random names out of a book and put them on the list. So, when you see Supreme Court justices like Chief Justice John Roberts, who has been to our events in Washington, they all know that they're on the list and they want to be on the list. And it's just something that's really, really taken off. A lot of these attorneys and academics, law school deans and whatnot, are kind of discovering their Irish roots for the first time through the Irish Legal 100. And, they're liking what they find out. And it's really, it's a great network of legal professionals from all over the country, practically every state we've had members in, and the Irish government and the ambassador in particular hosts a party every October for the honorees. That's when we publish our issue. And we all come together and trade stories and make contacts. And, it's a great network, and people are very appreciative of it and very supportive of it. And it's definitely something, it's a lot of fun to work on, made a lot of great friends. And it's a great project with a ton of potential. And, the appreciation for heritage, I think the Irish Legal 100 has shown, is very much out there. You just have to, go and find it. And, you know, I think that's what we've done with that project. So, you know, looking forward to another big edition in October for sure.
You know, with the chicken and the egg, you know, the Irish voice, very closely linked indeed, with Irish Central websites, singularly,
yeah, of course.
Broadest and indeed most respected website for the Irish diaspora worldwide. You're Neil O'Dowd, your husband,
mm-hmm.
as a founder, you know, as the founder of Irish Central, never lost track of the Irish voice being very closely linked. It didn't start today or yesterday. It grew to a degree from the acorn of the Irish voice newspaper.
That is correct. It started, I think Irish Central now is, if I'm not mistaken, is 14 years old. And it started really, you know, at that time, Neil was thinking, people were transitioning to really kind of getting most of, you know, a lot of their news from their mobile phones and the internet mm-hmm. and newspapers kind of, you know, 20 years ago, that of course you'd be rushing to the newsstand to buy The Voice or The Echo every Wednesday. Maybe now, you know, not so much, but his whole thing was, you know, how do you transition into to really delivering news on a website, and that's kind of how Irish Central was born, just that whole transitioning of people consuming their news that way. And, yeah, so 14 years old, you know, it's had its teething pains, growing pains, ups and downs, like everything else out there. But that's where the Irish Voice content is on Irish Central. And, you know, it's a great site. Again, people appreciate it. They get a lot of news from it and they support it. And, so that's kind of how it started.
David McGoldrick, senior editor of the Irish Voice newspaper. Again, a lot of people are, are finding difficulty, you know, through the years with all newspapers, magazines. You have a considerable, mailing of the newspaper. Has that end held up, or is it primarily?
Yeah, it's, you know what, that end has kind of held up, Adrian, but there's no point in sugarcoating and saying, yes, you know, the newspapers are surging. They're not. I mean, you know, readership decline every year, and it's certainly not just a problem for the Irish Voice. I think it's industry-wide. We also have an issue, Adrian, of, you know, when the Irish Voice started in 1987, and you're correct, it was very immigration focused at that time. We had Irish people all over the place in New York and, you know, everywhere, coming out from Ireland and making lives for themselves here. And that's just not really a reality anymore. Nobody wants to come out here and be illegal. And, you know, everything in Ireland has changed so much. The need to emigrate, as it was then back in the 80s, is just not there anymore. Ireland is a prosperous country. It's well able to employ, you know, it's people when they leave college, there are jobs there for them, and they have other options as well. They have Europe at their doorstep. Many people go to Australia. I was talking to a friend of mine actually who was in Australia just last month, and he said it reminded him almost of New York back in the day because there were so many Irish people there, and it's a very, very, in Sydney, very vibrant Irish community that's going on there. So, you know, Irish people have a lot of options for where they're going, what they want to do. And I don't think America kind of, you know, holds that. I think it holds, a lure for sure. But nobody wants, it's very difficult to become legal here now. And, you know, and being illegal is not really an existence that anybody wants in this day and age, especially here now at this time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of different factors, Adrian, goes into you know, how the voice has grown and shrunk and just, you know, but at the end of the day, we make it work and it's still a lot of fun and, you know, there's still stuff out there. We still have a community, not as big, obviously, but it's still there. And, you know, I think we'll see this week with all the events that have been going on, and I think we'll have a great parade for St. Patrick's Day and show that we're still here.
Yeah, and again, I would like to point out that, yes, the Irish Voice, you know, founded dealing with an area that was not... you know, was not covered anywhere else, and that is on the immigration. But it also coincided, you know, and publisher Neil O'Dowd, you know, played a very significant role in the lead up to the Good Friday Agreement. Yeah. And so here we are, 25 years later, and the, you know, and the Irish Voice newspaper has never lost track of the significance of that of the Good Friday Agreement, and indeed Neil's contribution in organizing the American side of very Absolutely. Influential people to you know, to become involved.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very proud to say, as is Neil, that the Irish Voice back in 1990 was the first publication in America to give Jerry Adams a platform. He wrote a weekly column for us back then, really getting his message out. And, you know, so we're extremely proud of that. He kept that column up for many years, up until the issuance of the visa, the first Adams visa in 1994 and after. So we worked very closely with Jerry. And yes, of course, Neil was part of the American delegation, which included Chuck Feeney and Congressman Bruce Morrison, and of course, Bill Flynn, our friend from Mutual of America, and all the shuttle diplomacy they did with Sinn Féin and the IRA and with the Clinton White House. And it was very, very exciting times back then, Adrian, and, you know, the Irish community was really extremely important to the peace process and remains so to this day, as the quest for a united Ireland kind of, you know, moves forward. And we've seen Sinn Féin from, you know, back in the day being a fringe party more associated, you know, with the IRA, and now they're the biggest party in both parts of Ireland. So it's been a really an incredible transformation for sure, and Irish America continues to play a really important part in, like, you know, securing the peace going forward.
Debbie McGoldrick, your website, you know, where you get a lot of articles, are available on the website. Can you give us the website?
It's www.irishcentral.com. You can also do irishvoice.com, and it brings you to the same thing. So either or works just fine.
Terrific. Thank you, Debbie. Good luck. Good luck to you. And, of course, to Neil, who's, he's like the Pied Piper of the St. Patrick's season over here, you know? You know?
Well, you know, he'll be well-dressed in a white tie and tails on for the St. Patrick's, for Friendly Sons dinner where he's speaking. So we'll see. We'll post pictures of that.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture Neil O'Dowd, white suit, white.
I know. I'm trying to picture it too.
Make sure he's has it on. Thank you, Debbie McGoldrick.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and all your listeners.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
And friends, you are listening to the Flannelly Show live from New York on this St. Patrick's Day. And again, irishradio.com worldwide.